We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, February 27th. You might forgive Pollux if it feels disrespected. It's the brightest star of Gemini, twice as bright as Castor, its twin. But the designation that's most often used by astronomers is Beta Geminorum, and the Greek letter Beta usually is applied to a constellation's runner-up. That naming system was created by German astronomer Johann Baer in 1603. He used the Greek alphabet to name most of the stars in a constellation. Usually, the brightest star was given the first letter, Alpha. The next brightest was Beta, and so on. But in some cases, Baer switched things up. He labeled the stars based on their location in the constellation's classical outline, or on some other category. So for Gemini, Pollux became the Beta star, even though it's clearly brighter than Alpha. Pollux really is an impressive star. It's moved into the red giant phase of life. In fact, it's the closest red giant to the Sun at a distance of just 34 light years. It's puffed up to about 9 times the diameter of the Sun, so it shines almost 40 times brighter than the Sun. And it has a distinctively orange tint, a beautiful look for an impressive star. Pollux and Castor line up to the upper left of the Moon at nightfall this evening. Pollux is closer to the Moon. The planet Jupiter is farther to the upper right of the Moon. Jupiter outshines all the true stars in the night sky, even the brightest light of Gemini. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.